AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President-elect Joe Biden, Vice President-elect Kamala Harris are taking part in a memorial service at the Lincoln Memorial for the more than 400,000 people who have died in the coronavirus pandemic. Livonia, Michigan nurse Lori Marie Key has become known for singing to patients she was caring for during the pandemic.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved.
The president-elect says the Lincoln Memorial was chosen specifically as a way to help the nation heal from the loss of so many people.
To heal, we must remember. It's hard sometimes to remember, but that's how we heal. It's important to do that as a nation.
The man he replaces, Donald Trump, gave his farewell in a video recorded at the White House. The AP's Sagar Magani has more.
The president acknowledges he'll hand over powers tomorrow to a new administration.
We extend our best wishes.
He never said Joe Biden's name in a 20-minute video released shortly after Biden arrived outside Washington, instead touting his own administration's achievements.
Nobody thought we could even come close.
The president will skip tomorrow's inauguration and instead fly to Florida in the morning. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Trump will be the first outgoing president since Andrew Johnson more than 150 years ago to not attend his successor's inauguration. Biden and Harris will be sworn in at noon tomorrow at the Capitol. This is AP News. Hospital chaplains talk about how they try to cope with all the loss and grief during this pandemic. The AP's Ed Donahue has this.
Chaplain Ann Douchy at Holy Cross Medical Center in Los Angeles is a link between patient and family.
Hi, this is Chaplain Ann at Holy Cross. I'm so sorry.
Douchy holds on for miracles.
We try to kind of reframe what a miracle is. Sometimes it's living another day. Sometimes it's a patient opening their eyes.
There was one day last week, 11 people died at the hospital from the coronavirus. Chaplain Kevin Deegan had trouble sleeping that night.
I just kept hearing the voices of both of the families on the iPad, screaming, crying, asking me why. So I could hear their voices, I could see their faces as I was going to sleep at night.
Deegan says he doesn't know how he survives this emotional turmoil.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.